Warning, this is Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club. Everything you hear during the show is Darla's opinion. Some facts are true, others are made up. So take what you want, use what you can, and you get what you get. So don't get upset. Welcome to the Darla Shine Show.
Man, I feel like a woman. 'Cause I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high-class
broad. This one's for the good. The Darla Shine Show. Call Darla now at 1-877-YO-DARLA.
Hey, it's Darla Shine here. Proud, happy housewife. Leading all families through this recession. I am here with my own stimulus package today. I'm talking about stimulating your senses through your stomachs later on in this hour. And I'm going to speak to hunk celebrity chef Rocco DiSpirito. And he's going to give us great Super Bowl ideas so we could put a little spice into our usual chicken wings and add a little gourmet flavor. I know your husband's going to love that. And I'm also going to help you stimulate your heart. You know what? No matter how bad the economic crisis gets, you need to keep love alive in your marriage. I'm getting letters from women who are fighting with their husbands and who are under duress because their husbands have lost their jobs or they're losing their house. And we all know the number one reason married people fight is over money. And now more than ever, I am begging you to hold it together, to keep your marriages strong, to not let economic hard times pull your marriage apart. You know what? We're going to get through this through positive thinking, through creative thinking, through cutting back, saving money, and holding on to our core values. And we must together help each other keep the family together. The family is the basic foundation of this country. Mom, dad, the kids, the home, the household, and all of our values, all of the tradition. I'm here every week to help you keep that together. And I have invited life coach Mia Redrick on the phone with me right now. She's also the author of Time for Mom, Me, Five Essential Strategies for Self-Care. Thank you for joining me today, Mia.
Thank you for having me, Darla.
Well, Mia, I'm concerned about the American family and marriages during the time of economic hardship. Couples fight over money, you know that, and we need to help these couples stay together. And as a life coach, I know that you deal with this all the time. So what would you advise married couples? How can they bond, keep that bond strong? I think, do you have your radio on, Mia, in the background? I'm hearing myself.
Yes, I am too.
All right, you got to lower that. So what could we do to keep our marriages together and not break up because of the economy?
Sure. I think one of the most important things couples need to do is not hide their heads in the sand. They need to talk about the financial crisis in their families, but they need to focus on what they can do, how they can fix what is going on with, you know, trying to do more with less. A lot of couples like to kind of not talk about it, and then mom kind of grumbles or dad grumbles because he's doing the best that he can. Reality is we need to talk to one another and let the other person know that we're on the same team and that together we're going to come up with some solutions together. Another thing I think would be great is to list your expenses, because a lot of times the couples, both of the individuals in the family, they're not aware of what's going in and what's going out. And this is a great time to sit down and look at your expenses and begin to look at what you can cut back on, like maybe cutting out television stations or cable or telephone plans or extra cell texting plans, things like that that you can cut back to create extra money.
Well, that's what's happening in my website. The moms have started that already. We started that 6 months ago. All of the extras we started to cut out, and we also retrained our thinking, which is to be careful not to go out. I mean, one of the best ways to save money, Mia, is to just stay home. If you stay out of the shops, you stay out of the malls, you do not have to spend any money. And we're focusing on what we need to buy. I mean, everyone needs food. Everyone needs to eat. Everyone needs baby products. But people are being more choosy with what they spend their money on. And so once the couple sits down and they settle that out. And we can deal with that with my budgeting person. But I want to know some tips for keeping the passion, the bond alive between the husband and wife. Because once that's all set up and the budget and they talk, what kind of skills can we have for keeping the passion alive? Because the women are stressed out. They're cutting money. They're cutting everything. They're stressed out. They feel overwhelmed. And so at the end of the day, the last thing they're thinking about is getting romantic with hubby. And hubby feels like a schlep. He's miserable. We talked about that last week. The guys feel like their ego shot because they lost their job. So how do you now go behind your bedroom door and spice it up when everyone's feeling doom and gloom?
Well, I think there are a couple of things that couples can do together. One, setting goals together isn't just setting monetary goals. It's setting goals together to be together. It could be, you know, we want a date. What kind of dates could we have here? What kind of fun things can we do together? For example, many families have tons of games in the house that just the adults enjoy, like Scrabble, or, you know, maybe you and your husband haven't had these passionate romantic dates where you've left the notes inside of your dresser drawers and say, meet me downstairs at, you know, what time, for a rendezvous. This is a wonderful time to think of creative things that you can do in your home with your spouse when the kids go to bed. Have a nice bottle of wine, or better yet, just make something, you know, a nice simple snack, and or bring a bottle of lotion and rub one another down. These are fun things, and they don't take much money. They just take time.
Right,
and
it's more about the mental attitude, which is deciding that you are going to keep this bond alive and save your marriage.
Your marriage has to be the priority, because, quite honestly, money doesn't define who you are. I mean, the reason that you got together with this person, your spouse, is because you love them. And it is a tough time, but there are a lot of ways to really relieve stress, and sex is a great way to do that.
All right, so what about you have a website, findingdefinitions.com, and when you go and on your seminars and speak to these women, what are you hearing right now, which is their biggest concern in America?
One of the biggest concerns that I hear right now is a lot of women don't have time for themselves. They are overwhelmed with the economic requirements that now they have less money, but yet they have all of these other things that they are accustomed to, and they're trying to figure out what they want to get rid of. And quite honestly, the other thing that I hear a lot is the embarrassment, not wanting other people to know what they don't have and that they do have to cut back. And I always say, forget all of that. What is most important is that you define time. It takes 15 minutes a day to spend quality time with yourself as a mother, so that you're not fragmented when your husband comes home from work, if he works outside of the home, or if you work outside of the home, taking 15 minutes each day and just connecting with yourself, having a nice cup of coffee or tea, or a nice glass of water, so that you can just say, okay, I'm going to decompress and relax instead of feeling like you're always on a wheel of life, sort of the hamster wheel where you're just moving all the time. Taking some time to just connect with you, so that when you do connect with your spouse, you feel like you're in a place you can give something else to someone else. I think that that's one of the biggest issues, is that when everyone is working all the time, no one really feels like, I have anything to give. Taking 15 minutes in the morning or later on in the afternoon just to kind of get connected with yourself and realize what is most important to you, which is your family. At the end of the day, that's what's most important, spending the time with your family, finding laughter in your home, and being a creator of that.
Right. So no matter how tough things get, it is really on the shoulders of the mom in the house to keep the happiness alive. I say this all the time. If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Well, that's true. But moms also influence. They're the thermostat in the home. And so what is very important during this time is that moms find time for themselves to relax in some way emotionally, so that they can give more to others, to their spouses, by saying, you are important. I know we're going to get through this, and these are tough times. Let's spend some time together just holding hands, or let's talk about what our goals are. You know, one of the things that I hear from clients all the time is that they don't want to talk about what's going on because that is the source of the stress. But quite honestly, Darla, when people take the time to look at what goals they do have and how much is coming in, that is the biggest way to relieve what is going on, because you can create a plan. And it might mean that everybody doesn't get paid this month, but at least you both are clear about what it is that you're going to do together, and that builds the home team. That makes everyone feel more secure with the choices that are being made with the money that is going out.
All right. Well, Mia Redrick, thank you for joining me. Everyone, you can go look at Mia on darlaontheradio.com, and we have a link to her book and her website, findingsolutions.com, and the book is Time for Mom, Me, 5 Essential Strategies for Self-Care. Mia, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
And coming up, we're going to talk about just that. We are going to put together a plan for your family, what you need to do to sit down, get through this economic crisis together. If it's not affecting you now, that's fabulous. But one way or another, you're going to know somebody. Someone's going to be in your life, and they're going to be hurting. The economic recession is affecting a lot of families, and we're going to talk about how to get through that with setting a budget, having a plan, having a goal, and most importantly, keeping your marriage together, keeping your family together no matter what. I am Darla Shine. Also coming up, we're going to speak to my favorite hunk celebrity chef, Rocco DiSpirito, and he's going to have some fun Super Bowl twists on the menu for your hubby to have his chicken wings. I'll be right back.
Life is funny, life's a mess, sometimes a curse, sometimes a blessing. Don't worry about a thing, don't worry about
it. It's the Darla Shine Show. Call Darla now at 1-877-YO-DARLA. That's 1-877-963-2752.
Nearly 40 years ago, Hillsdale College launched Imprimis, its marvelous monthly speech digest, with an initial readership of only a few thousand. Today, Imprimis circulation stands at well over 1.7 million people. Readership has grown in leaps and bounds for several reasons. One, Imprimis features the finest conservative thinkers and writers, month in and month out. Two, Imprimis articles are topical, educational, and entertaining, all at the same time. Three, the content of Imprimis reflects the principles of Hillsdale College, the same admirable principles that led Hillsdale to refuse to accept federal taxpayer subsidies, even in the form of student grants and loans. And last but not least, Imprimis comes free of charge, since it is an extension of Hillsdale's educational mission. I am a longtime reader myself, and I urge all of you to subscribe to Imprimis today. Just call 1-866-HILLSDALE or go online at www.hillsdale.edu. That's 1-866-445-5732 or www.hillsdale.edu.
Hi, this is Greg Zapper, president of Nevada State Corporate Network. For over 7 years now, I've been telling you how important it is to get incorporated and build business credit. Thanks to you, Nevada State Corporate Network is now one of the nation's largest incorporating firms. But some of you are still putting off getting started. So let me introduce the person that motivates me to get things done, my wife and business partner, Susan Zapper.
Hi, everyone. This is something important I wanted to talk to you about. Right now, the U.S. is in the middle of a severe consumer credit crisis. That's why it's time for you to build business credit now. If you have a business credit can help you get vehicles, equipment, real estate, and separate business credit cards. With our business credit program, you can get hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of business credit now, regardless of your personal credit. Call 877-330-0155. Get instant business credit now. 877-330-0155.
Great job, Susan. And remember, when you call, ask for the Zapper Credit Special at 877-330-0155.
You mean the Susan Zapper Credit Special.
Okay, whatever.
Prostate cancer. It's an important subject. Did you know there are more new cases of prostate cancer each year than any other cancer? That's why it's so important to get regular doctor checkups and ask about ways to reduce your risk of prostate cancer. You can also switch your multivitamin to one-a-day men's health formula. A complete multivitamin specially formulated with selenium, which emerging research suggests may help reduce the risk of prostate cancer. One a day, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Freedom is not just for a lucky few.
Heritage sticks to its principles regardless of which way the political winds are blowing.
That's what Heritage stands for.
The Heritage Foundation is not afraid of being right when the government's wrong.
Heritage members know that conservatism does not need to be redefined. Join us today as a Heritage member by visiting heritage.org.
That's why we need Heritage more than ever.
Heritage.org.
Are you bored? Do you find yourself repeating the same movements over and over? Make your bed, clean up the toys, wash the dishes, watch TV. Make your bed, clean up the toys, wash the dishes, watch TV. You could be suffering from motherhood. To treat this, listen to Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club at least once a week. Side effects may include laughter or aggravation, and the sometimes need to want to hug or choke Darla, depending on the subject matter. Either way, your blood will be pumping, passion will return to your veins. Reports show marriage gets better, houses get cleaner, and people are happier after just one dose of Darla Shine. Tune in each week and feel better soon.
I'm proud of the house we built. It's stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. Not a big place sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go, but love never will. Oh, I'm proud. I'm proud of the house we built.
Keeping the American dream alive every week with Darla Shine.
That's heartbreaking. How you built this beautiful house. You're proud of the house you built. And just like he says, he's working his way through the land of milk and honey, doing the right thing. And then your world is falling apart because your husband's losing his job. Money is tight. Now more than ever, it's so hard to be a happy housewife. Women are going back out into the workforce trying to bring in some extra cabbage to help out the family. They can't find any job. I'm seeing all the frustration in my website. And I am trying to lift all of you up and help you realize that together, through demand from the American people, we can change this country. And that's what we're going to do every week. And I have all the tips you need for helping you get through this recession. And I'm getting instant messages from women across America. And I just got an instant message from a guy who's listening to me down in Tennessee. And his name is Chuck. And he says, Darla, you give me hope. And I'm so thankful that you're on the air. Thank you for listening to me, Chuck. You keep tuning in every week. God bless you. The phones are ringing. Let me get to Christine from Michigan. How you doing, Christine?
Hello.
Christine. I hear your baby crying in the background. Can you hear me, honey? I don't think Christine can hear me, Jason. You're going to have to check that line. Let's get to our next phone call. Ken from Long Island. Ken from Long Island.
Hi, Darla. Christine.
How are you doing, Ken?
Hello?
Ken, how are you listening to me on Long Island? I'm not on the air in Long Island. You listening
on
the internet?
I'm on the internet, hon.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, and the internet, I'll tell you, is so much clearer, too. And Christine's probably getting a baby bottle for the kid. But you know what? The first thing I'm mad about, the last 2 weeks, the media gets failing zeros for no stories about American hero Pat Tillman, who left the Arizona Cardinals only to become an Army Ranger and only to unfortunately die in Afghanistan in April of 2004. No stories about this young guy who gave up a $1 million contract to fight his country. Let me square something away with the media first. If it wasn't for men like Pat Tillman, there'd be no Super Bowl tomorrow. And as far as these budget crises and everybody, it's good. I've heard you on Hannity. I love it, the way you come across, the way you try to help people. We need more people like you on the air instead of blowhards. California's bankrupt. New York is bankrupt. And I always hear these politicians scaring they're always scaring the senior citizens about we're going to run out of Social Security money. But these same politicians never talk about running out of welfare checks. And California's bankrupt and New York is bankrupt because of the illegal invasion of America.
Did you hear Medicaid. Me say that before? I said what? That before.
What?
I said that before. Why isn't California getting rid of the illegal immigrants, Ken?
They want them in there. They want them in there. It's obvious what's going on. They're changing America. The way of America you once knew is going to be gone forever. They're doing it purposely. They're flooding the country. What they want to do is turn the conservative Americans, the patriotic Americans, into a minority so you'll have no voice. And that's what's happening. We can argue all day long why they're doing it. I'm saying that's why they're doing it, but it's happening, and it's happening every single day. They are bankrupting this country purposely. They couldn't care less, and that is the bottom line, folks. And same thing with the market tanking in September. They're afraid to tell the people what really happened. Those banks dried up. It wasn't a business decision. It was a political decision to give loans to minorities, black and Hispanics, and illegal aliens, home loans, who did not qualify. The people did not pay them back. George Bush signed the law in 2003 with HUD where it said that you didn't have to have a mortgage. With a mortgage, you didn't need a down payment. So basically, they were giving them the houses. That dried up the credit market. That tanked the market. Plus, they bundled those loans, sold them down in Wall Street. Those Wall Street guys all knew those were bad loans down there. They packed.
What do you think about these Wall Street guys getting in this stimulus package? Don't you think that they should not get a bonus? I'm so upset that people are defending these guys getting a bonus.
Their bonus is that they work in an area where a lot of money is made. Wall Street is big money. Forget about the bonuses. Their salaries alone are astronomical. But the bottom line is these gentlemen are politically connected. If you notice, they bounce back and forth. Rubin goes with the Democratic president. He goes out with the Republican. He's back in Wall Street. The other two clowns, Paulson and the other guy, Bernanke, who, if it was up to me, they would be selling cheeseburgers down at Wall Street. Republican comes in. They're in the Republican administration. When they're out, they go back to Wall Street. They bounce back and forth. That's where the big money is. But the
bottom
line.
All right, Ken, I want to ask you something. You're married? You have a family?
What?
Are you married? Do you have a family?
Yes.
So right now are you feeling the crunch with the most? Is it the food prices, the energy? What is affecting your home right now?
Well, basically, I don't look at the effect. I saw this coming a couple of years ago. I started cutting my expenses tremendously a couple of years ago. I cut it to the bone. Any essentials that I really didn't need was gone. I no longer have that as a bill. I got rid of any debt on my credit cards about a year ago. And how I'm dealing with it is really was that. That's the way I'm dealing with it. But I'm in New York. They're raising my taxes through the roof. My real estate taxes out here, out in Long Island, are going so far through the roof. And plus, I got to pay a state and a federal income tax. This money is going to the illegal aliens. I'm telling you right now, folks, Medicaid is welfare benefits. There's big fraud involved in Medicaid, and there's also Medicaid going for the illegal aliens. They go into all our hospitals. They bankrupted this country. If they don't want to talk about what's going on, Darla, you can't answer the problem. And when you become a minority, you will not be able to change it in the ballot box anymore. What you believe in, you will never see enacted ever again. You got
to
remember.
Well, Ken, listen. I have Don tell me I have to go to a hard commercial break. But I love you, Ken. I love your passion. I love everything you're saying, and I love that you're listening to me on the internet. People will find me no matter what. Thank you, Ken, for calling in. You call in next week. Everything he says, I pretty much agree with. We have got to do something about this illegal immigration problem in America. It is draining the economy. That has to be the number one thing to stimulate America. That, solving that issue, getting rid of that problem, and putting Americans back to work. I am here to stimulate the economy, stimulate your senses, stimulate your taste buds. Coming up, Cutie Pie, Rocco DiSpirito, chef extraordinaire with his new books that are on the market. And you are going to just love hearing all of his great tips that he has for Super Bowl Sunday. And I have this great recipe for chicken wings, and I'm going to talk about it with him. He's going to give me some ideas to spice it up. But we're going to hear his idea on changing how chicken wings are on Super Bowl Sunday and making it a little bit more gourmet with a little bit of a gourmet twist and a healthier twist. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. I have all of the tips you need for living your best life every week in my show, from my kitchen to yours. I am Darla Shine. We'll be right back.
I want to get my heart broke once or twice. Settle down with the love of my life. Rock little babies to sleep at night.
Listening to Darla Shine.
Catch a few beads down at Mardi Gras. Start a tradition.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Getting back to basics every week with Darla Shine.
Like you've had too much wine.
Okay, so one of my plans to help stimulate America's economy is to stimulate your senses. And through your taste buds, through your stomachs, the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. All of my smart housewives know that. And tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday, and we want to make some great dishes for our men and help them eat healthy and eat well with some delicious food. And so now I am so excited to have on our favorite hunky celebrity chef, who we all have a crush on, all the women in my Happy Housewives Club, love Rocco DiSpirito. You remember him from the restaurant. We watched him in Dancing with the Stars. And Rocco, I see you on The Biggest Loser, that show, giving all of them healthy tips, and we all love you in the Happy Housewives Club. Thank you for coming on my show.
Darla, thank you so much. You're making me blush.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, my website has been going crazy. There are thousands of women in there right now in the Happy Housewives Club in the forums who are just sitting there just going crazy that you're on my show.
That's so sweet. That's so nice to hear. They're all drunk. You know that, right?
No, they love you. You, Rocco, you know that you're a cutie chef, and I want you to come out to my kitchen and cook with me.
Listen, anyone who cooks is cute. You said it best. The best way to a man's or anyone's heart is through their stomach. There's no question that feeding someone is the nicest thing you can do for a person.
It's the nicest thing you could do, and I am on a constant mission to get moms back in the kitchen, and all of you moms out there, you need to get Rocco's latest book, Rocco Gets Real, and Rocco's Real Life Recipes. These are two great books, and give us some of your ideas from those books to get women back in the kitchen, some easy tips for every day, and then we're going to talk about Super Bowl food.
Well, my last three books are all about easy things that you can prepare at home for very little money with very little prep, and I use a lot of shortcut foods. Shortcut foods are the best thing to ever happen to anyone who cooks, and especially all the housewives out there who, you know, have a lot to do, a lot of things to do, a lot of things to balance and manage. And, you know, I think everybody wants to cook. Everyone dreams about becoming a foodie someday or at least cooking for their family. And you know, there are a lot of people that still do, but unfortunately there are a lot of people that don't. And I think they're afraid of, you know, not having enough time, not having enough money, not having enough skills. And I'm here to say that none of that really matters. You really don't need time, money, skills to cook at all because there's so many great solutions out there. There is everything from complete dishes from scratch to things that you can put in the microwave for 3 minutes. And I know you're going to say, well, that's not cooking. But for me, if you prepare a dish for someone, even if it's something you put in the microwave for 3 minutes, that's still preparing food for someone, that's still nurturing someone, that's still taking care of someone. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's okay to assemble. It's okay to reheat food that you bought cooked elsewhere. That's all of that is fine. The idea is to get people, you know, at the table, get them together, and to nurture and feed someone's soul, their mind, their heart. And you do that by preparing food, and there's nothing else you can do, really. I can't think of another thing that one person can do for another that is as intimate and as special as cooking or preparing or feeding someone. And you know, it's
right,
and happening in the
and
car.
Even on a date, a woman cooks for a man, and it's romantic.
It's very romantic. It's romantic. It's nurturing. It's incredibly generous and hospitable. It breaks down barriers. You know, when you eat with someone or feed someone, you're breaking down barriers that you couldn't break if you were just going to the movies or, you know, having a drink. Food is a very emotional experience. So it's really important for people to share meals with each other. Now, if cooking for you means, you know, getting one of my cookbooks and using one of the recipes that call for 5 ingredients and half of them are frozen or in a can, that's fine too, you know. And some of you have time and skills to cook from scratch. That's also great. So all of it counts.
Well, you know,
Rocco,
I think that we need to encourage people and women out there to follow your recipes or my recipes or get a recipe. And yours are so easy. I love them in Rocco Gets Real. And
yeah,
we're going to talk
real.
About...
The Rocco Gets Real, the idea was simple. Recipes that are 10 ingredients or less, because I know after doing research that after 10 ingredients, everyone sort of, you know, their eyes go blurry and they really don't think they can do the recipe anymore. With instructions that fit on one page, with prep times and cook times that are under 30 minutes. And when you follow those parameters, you can really come up with some great stuff if you're using a lot of the shortcut foods that are out there. So the recipe that you posted is a great example. My chicken tenders, you know.
Let's talk about the chicken tenders. I like it because there's no bone. I hate on Super Bowl Sunday when I make wings, I have all these bones laying around. So tell us about the chicken tenders.
Well, let me tell you, someone who one-upped me, actually. The other day I was on Rachel Ray, and David Gerrard is a football player, and there was a cook-off between three football players, and he came up with a buffalo chicken dip, which I think is even better, I have to say, although it is my recipe and I should be promoting my own recipes, I think it's an even better idea for Super Bowl Sunday because I think a dip is the ultimate Super Bowl food. It's fantastic. It's got 5 ingredients in it. It's got cream cheese. It's got cooked chicken, like a rotisserie chicken that he just pulled apart, store-bought buffalo wing sauce, butter, and some mozzarella that he just threw on top and grated, and he served it with little, you know, corn chips, which was a great idea. I think for Super Bowl Sunday, it's got to be really delicious, of course, because food always has to be delicious. It's got to have broad appeal. It's got to be easy to eat because people are running around. You know, no one's sitting down for dinner. We're sort of sitting in front of the television. We're getting up. We're talking. We're screaming. We're yelling. It's got to be food that you can pick up in a mouthful, eat, and then, you know, have some fun.
Okay, Rocco, I have to take a break, but you're going to stay there because when we come back, we also want to talk to you about your projects. My women love you, so we're not going to let you go yet. Everyone, we're talking to Cutie Pie Hunk, Rocco DeSpirito. All my housewives love him. Go to my website, darlashine.com. Order his cookbooks. You have to have them on your kitchen counter. It's time to get real and get back in your kitchen and cook for your family. I'm Darla Shine. I'll be right back.
You know I love a chicken fry. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio. Light see the sunrise.
Call Darla now. 1-877 yo Darla. Darla will be right back.
No mother's love, love.
Few Americans own gold for their golden years. But Uncle Sam wants to help you put gold into your retirement plan by creating a self-directed precious metal IRA. There are no tax penalties or new contributions needed to convert an existing IRA or other retirement fund into gold.
Friend, this is Pat Boone for Swiss America. Let Swiss America help you get gold for safety, peace of mind, and growth without spending a dime. It's time to get inspired. Take the first step today. Ask for their free golden retirement kit, a $30 value.
Thanks, Pat. Listeners, Swiss America Gold IRAs grew 20% in 2008, while stocks fell 40%. Call Swiss America now at 888-559-9920. That's 888-559-9920. 888-559-9920 for a free DVD on gold IRAs.
You need a golden retirement plan today.
When we found out that we could save this money, direct buy was the only way to go.
Not expecting to be rich, and to me, this was a very easy way to live above my means.
The smart shopping alternative that has everyone talking is direct buy. You can get virtually everything for your home without traditional retail markups. Save up to 50% and more off the things your family needs. Join the hundreds of thousands of direct buy members from across North America who are already saving more than they ever thought possible.
When we go to purchase something, we always think of direct buy first.
It has saved us over $70,000.
So what are you waiting for? Call 800-594-3341 or visit directbuyforme.com to receive a free visitor's pass to your local showroom and a free copy of the Insider's Guide to Buying Direct. There is an alternative to retail, and it's direct buy. Call 800-594-3341 or visit directbuyforme.com. That's directbuy4me.com.
Prostate cancer. It's an important subject. Did you know there are more new cases of prostate cancer each year than any other cancer? That's why it's so important to get regular doctor checkups and ask about ways to reduce your risk of prostate cancer. You can also switch your multivitamin to one-a-day men's health formula. A complete multivitamin specially formulated with selenium, which emerging research suggests may help reduce the risk of prostate cancer. One a day, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Geico is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at Geico, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's Geico. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Listening to Darla Shine.
I feel like a woman.
Okay, I am getting all hot and under the collar here because we have our cute celebrity chef, super hunk, Rocco DeSpirito. Rocco, am I like harassing you on the air a little bit too much, telling you you're too cute? You love all that, don't you?
I love it. Super hunk, that's amazing. You and my mom now agree. Fantastic.
All my women are going crazy.
Sweet. So sweet. Listen, you know what I think? I think anyone who cooks is attractive, and I said that earlier, and I really mean that. And I've been asked, what is it, you know, the obsession with chefs, and why are people so interested in what chefs do? It's like they do what your mom did for you, and anyone who can do what your mom did for you is...
No, wait, Rocco, just back off. Wait, stop. We're not associating you with our mothers, okay? We're looking at you and the other... Listen, all the housewives, we love all the young, cute, celebrity guys. No, I'm saying we love that you're good-looking and you're cooking. That's like women love that. They want like some good-looking guy to come over and cook, which is what you're going to be doing. Tell us about your A&E TV show.
Rocco Gets Real on A&E is a show where I go in real people's homes and I help them cook themselves through big important days in their life. Last episode was really cute. It was about a boy who messed up, in his own words. He felt like he had makeup to his girlfriend because she got a big promotion, and he went on vacation to Thailand with his buddies and came back and forgot about the promotion. This is something she'd been working towards for, you know, months and months and months. And he realized he was in deep trouble, so he got in touch with me and my production company and said, you know, if I could cook some of her favorite food, maybe that would make her feel like I really love her and that she means a lot to me, because I don't cook at all. I don't know how to cook, so you'd have to teach me everything from scratch. So... we ended up teaching him a great dish that her mom makes for her. And again, you know, this very this sweet boy became even more attractive to her, and she fell in love with him twice as much because he went through all that trouble to cook for her. And that's what the show's
about.
What
was the dish? What'd you make?
Well, she is Puerto Rican, so her favorite food is pasteles, which is a Christmas. It's a big special holiday dish that normally takes like three grandmothers and, you know, all the cousins to make. It's a very complex dish. It's banana leaves wrapped around masa, which is made out of all kinds of root vegetables, and then usually some stuffing of pork or chicken. And it's usually a three-day process, and I showed him how to do it in one day, in a few hours, actually. I showed him the shortcut version, and we invited her whole family over, and, you know, it was pretty funny. She thought they were going to get engaged. It was pretty funny. He's like, oh, my God.
That's sad, though, so there was no ring.
How do we make sure she doesn't think I'm proposing today? I don't have a ring. I don't have a ring.
Oh, that's cute. What nights is it on A&E, Rocco?
Saturday morning.
Saturday mornings, everyone. Yeah. Look for A&E, Rocco DiSpirito Gets Real. I want you to order his cookbooks. Get all three of them, actually. You could go to RoccoDiSpirito.com. And Rocco, tomorrow is Super Bowl. I have to end this. I want to thank you for coming on. But real quick, what is the most important ingredient every woman needs in her kitchen? I think it's olive oil.
First of all, I know this is going to sound lame and cliche, but you got to remember to have fun. More important than anything, more important than any food, any black truffle, any comfort, for anything you make, is the attitude that you bring to the party. Have fun. Make sure you don't.
I love that.
Make sure you don't be over ambitious just because it's a holiday. If you have to call in for pizza, that's fine. That's what I did last year.
All right, good. Don't stress in the kitchen. We love you, Rocco, and we'll talk to you soon. Good luck with all of your ventures. All of my housewives, go get his cookbooks. I'm Darla Shine. Get back in the kitchen.
Amore, that's amore.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% of the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 800-966-1046. Call right now for your second chance. 800-966-1046. That's 800-966-1046. 800-966-1046.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a new power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen. The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Dan Weston. We're experts at getting you the scooter or power tour you need. In fact, if we pre-qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your new power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair. With help from the scooter store, Medicare and my insurance covered it all.
Call the scooter store for free information today.
Call 1-800-747-1190 for free information. 1-800-747-1190. 1-800-747-1190. That number again is 1-800-747-1190.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
800-816-3631. 800-816-3631. 800-816-3631. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
What's on the menu, pal? I'm starved.
It's time for the weekly menu.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy. Sugar.
Hey, honey, what's for dinner?
Oh, honey, honey.
Hi, it's Happy Housewife Robin here. I've got a week's worth of simple, delicious, and good-for-you recipes. Sunday, it's corned beef. Monday, portobello burgers. Tuesday, country fried steak. Wednesday, Parmesan Dijon chicken. Thursday, vegetarian roast sandwich. Friday, tilapia tacos. Saturday, you deserve a date tonight. Head out with your man and have a good time together. For these recipes and many others, visit me at www.happyhousewivesclub.com.
The weekly menu on Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club.
Okay, and if you're looking for some ideas what to make on Super Bowl Sunday, it's all about the food in front of the TV, the food and, of course, the booze. I am making margaritas, and they'll be nice and frozen, and I have my fancy red salt for the rims. I can't wait. My husband, of course, will be drinking beer because that's his thing, and he has instructed me that he wants wings, and I'm going to be making Rocco DeSpirito, who was just on, my favorite cute, hunky chef, his chicken tenders, which is boneless, which is great because I hate having all those bones around after Super Bowl Sunday. So his recipe is on the cooking page. Go to DarlaShine.com or HappyHousewivesClub.com. And listen, don't forget there's only one Darla Shine, okay? There's only one website, and it leads you to my website. I know there are women out there who are starting these websites called Darla and Shine and whatnot, but they're not me. So just look for me. I'm the cute hot blonde with the apron on. You'll see that on my main page. But go to the cooking page, and you'll see Rocco's recipe for the chicken tenders. I love it. It has a beautiful blue cheese salad, crumbled up dressing that goes with it. Your husband's going to go crazy. I have my phones have been full for like an hour, and I haven't gotten to any calls, and I'm so sorry. Please forgive me, but let's get Laura in from Kentucky real quick. Laura, I'm so happy you didn't lose your electricity with this ice storm.
Oh, yeah. We lost it for just a day, and then it's back, so thank God for that. But there's still a lot of people out there that don't have it, so we're very blessed to have it.
Okay, so Laura, my screener, Jason, said, out of all, you got to take Laura. She has some inspirational thing for us. So here you go.
Okay, well, you know, I have really been trying to focus on bettering myself and trying to take a negative situation like the bleak economy and turn it around and make a difference. And for me, it has been focusing on acts of kindness. And, you know, it doesn't take money to be kind. And I think if everybody was just a little kinder to each other, what a greater country we could be. My latest experience was I was helping an elderly lady take out of her cart her groceries, and my daughters saw that. My daughters are 18 and 20, And, you know, they loaded her groceries back in from the bags and took her out to her car and put them in. And, you know, that lady was just smiling from ear to ear. And what a difference. And it didn't cost us anything but a little time. So I just challenge everybody to look at how they can be kind to people and just really make a difference and give people hope.
And give people hope. That is so beautiful, Laura. I just think that's wonderful. And God bless you. You are setting a standard for paying it forward. And you give a little something, and then hopefully someone will give a little bit to you. That is wonderful. Laura, are you a happy housewife?
Yes, I am. I'm Nordy's Girl 86.
All right. Well, good for you, Laura. Thank you for going to my website and for listening to my show every week.
Darla, for giving us a place to go and be proud.
Well, thank you, Laura. And what Laura says is so easy, so free. And just, I said this last week, right? Remember? Like, let's be a little bit compassionate. Bring a neighbor a pie. Check on your friends. Call an elderly person in your neighborhood. Give a little bit of yourself, a little kindness. And it all goes back to my mission for saving America's soul, my campaign. Won't you join me? Won't you come together with me and help fix our souls from the inside out? What's going on in our homes and loving our families? And just like Rocco said, the love in your kitchen, putting the food on your table, it's about the act. Taking the time to cook for someone, that is one of the most beautiful gifts that you could give. Giving your children nutritious meals every night. Giving your husband a romantic dinner. And if the economy is stressing you out like it's stressing all of us out, what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to lie down and let the government roll over us? Or are we going to fight back and demand that we get what we want? I started the show out saying that politics is like the dating game. You get enamored by these guys. And then they get into office. They take you on the date. And you realize maybe they're not the right guy for you. But maybe that's the way it is. But it doesn't matter. All that matters right now is how you're going to take that and bring it home into your household. And through cutting coupons, through watching what we spend, and when we do get the stimulus check, everyone, I am encouraging my listeners to not spend it. Don't put it back in the economy. Don't buy more junk from China. Live with what you have, do with what you can, and take the money, put it in your mattress, put it in the cookie jar, keep it in the bank. But save it for a rainy day. That's what I think. I am not going to take the money and put it out there into more junk from China. We're going to buy American. We're going to buy less. We're going to buy better quality items. We're going to watch where we spend our money. And shame on the FDA. Shame on you all. I don't know how you can live with yourselves for allowing that shipment of peanuts to come back from Canada into this country. The Peanut Corporation, shame on all of you for putting out these disgusting, unedible, putrid peanuts to kill our people. You should all go to jail, and somebody should just drive their truck through the Peanut Corporation. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, Don. I'll might get sued. But you know what? How much are we going to take? We have to worry every day about our people dying when we serve our child a staple item like peanut butter and jelly. Shame on you. You'll have to live with yourself. But we're going to set a plan out for ourselves, families, and I have everything you need. Go to my website, darlashine.com, happyhousewivesclub.com. Get your home organized. Make a plan. Set a goal. Sit down with your husband. Cut out what you can. Make your budget. We're going to survive this economic recession together. The American family will stay strong. God bless all of you. Have a great week.
She could use a miracle or a show.
TalkRadioNetwork.com.
Here's a great way to find unique gift items and help hungry children receive a nutritious meal at the same time. BuyItForChildren.com is stocked with everything from music CDs to hard-to-find sports memorabilia. And all proceeds benefit Feed the Children, one of America's most respected charities. It's a win-win way to shop. Remember, BuyItForChildren.com for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and just because gifts. And remember, your donation goes directly to hungry boys and girls where help is needed most, in this country and around the world. Think of it as a gift that gives twice. You'll find music, framed art, books, sports collectibles, and other unique items starting as low as $10. All items are shipped free of charge, and you can easily purchase one-of-a-kind items in a matter of minutes by using any major credit card. It's simple, fast, and most importantly, it will make a difference in the life of a child. Go to buyitforchildren.com today to do your part in helping to feed hungry children. You'll be glad you did.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart. Much of Kentucky is still digging out from one of the worst winter storms in its history. Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson says strides are being made in the city to restore utilities to thousands who have been without power.
And we had 175,000 households that were out of power. We're now down to 135,000.
Utility officials warn it might take another 2 weeks before all electricity is restored to some of the hardest hit areas. The voting is over in Iraq. Under heavy security, Iraqis cast ballots in provincial elections that are considered a crucial test of the nation's stability. Officials say counting will begin tomorrow, with preliminary results not expected until Tuesday. Russia is seeing some of its strongest protests to date. Thousands rallied across the country to criticize the government's economic course and its response to the global financial crisis. This is IRN USA Radio News.
The pit bulls at the credit card company made my life miserable with their 25 calls a day.
How would you like to be out of credit card debt in as little as 12 to 36 months? If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card bills, you could save thousands of dollars by starting with a free, no-obligation consultation from Acopia Consulting.
The staff at Acopia was just great. I would call to talk and they would settle me down.
Acopia Consulting is a professional debt negotiation firm. They work on your side to settle your debt for less than what you owe. They negotiate your credit card bills, department store debt, and medical bills down to an amount you can afford. Individual results may vary, not available in all states.
I can't tell you what a relief it is to have that load off my shoulders.
Find out how much you can save. Call for a free, no obligation consultation now. 800-431-9202. That's 800-431-9202. 800-431-9202. 800-431-9202.
Warning, this is Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club. Everything you hear during the show is Darla's opinion. Some facts are true, others are made up. So take what you want, use what you can, and you get what you get. So don't get upset. Welcome to the Darla Shine Show.
Man, I feel like a woman.
'Cause I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high-class broad. This one's for the good.
The Darla Shine Show.
Call Darla now
at 1-877-YO-DARLA.
It's a cockfight between President Obama and Rush Limbaugh. I asked you guys to play nicely. Can big, brawly, powerful men take one for the team? Is it in them? Both think they're right, but in this economic crisis, I have to ask you, is fighting what we really need right now? Don't we just all need to get along? Or am I thinking like a woman, like a mom? Maybe we need a little sugar. What do you think? Would we all get along better if a woman was running this country? I would have Rush and Barack over for cocktails. I'd make my famous artichoke dip, and we'd talk about our problems. Everything would be great.
We call it the Happy Housewife Army out there. It may end up in a political movement one day, and I'm waiting for you to run for president.
There was my Hannity endorsement. So today I'm kicking off my 2012 campaign for president. My campaign to save America's soul. I know how to stimulate this economy through your stomachs, through your hearts, through your minds. Food, love, support, those are the real issues. We all need good food. We all need the support of our family and our friends, and we all need love. If you have that, you can do anything, can't you? You can climb out of any hole. So let me stimulate your taste buds. I have on my favorite hunks, beautiful, gorgeous celebrity chef on today that all my housewives have a crush on. He's going to help us spice up our Super Bowl menu for our hubbies. Rocco DiSpirito will be with us later. And let me stimulate your hearts. When money is tight, we all fight. How can you not let this economic crisis ruin your marital bliss? We'll talk about that with a life coach later on, and it's all about recession passion. And of course, let me stimulate your mind. We'll talk about what's really in this trillion-dollar spending package with Libertarian presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root. I guess I'll be running against him in 2012. Isn't it time for us all to root for America? That's what he wants to know. I am Darla Shine, here to stimulate your senses and snap some reality into your senses. You know, politics is just like dating. You get attracted to the guy, but then you go on a date and it starts to be a disaster. You start to see the real him. And you realize this guy's not into you. You're not into him. So don't let him talk you into doing anything you don't want to do. Just say no and fight back. Call your girlfriends and tell them he's a loser and that they shouldn't date him either. It's no love lost, but a lesson learned. And maybe we're all learning a lesson now. We're all seeing a little bit of reality. Well, I made it through another week, folks. And I want to hear what you have to say about this whole love lost. Are you looking at these guys out there, all these politicians, and you get enamored by them? And then once they get into office, you start to see the truth? I told you it would happen, but I thought the honeymoon would last a little bit longer. And remember last week I said I might not even be here because I was about to have a nervous breakdown. But now all of my fear and worry about the economy has turned into rage, anger, and the most important thing, revenge. I need to stay strong for all of my housewives who are looking to me to lead them through this recession. In my website, the Happy Housewives Club, the women all week, thousands of women are in a brawl over the economy. Half of the women, their husbands have lost their job, and half of the women are doing fine, and each side is having resentment towards the other side. And you know what I learned is that all of these women whose husbands are out of work and are looking for work, they can't even find a job. And I have women in California and Michigan who are telling me that they can't even get a job at McDonald's. They're teenagers now. They're pushing the teenagers out to get jobs also to bring money in. The teenagers can't even find a job. And this week, I mean, I heard this, but I can't believe it's true. Dawn, you must know this because you work on the Tammy Bruce show and she's out of California. This week, is it true that in California people are not going to get their state income tax checks? They're stopping that?
Absolutely. They're getting IOUs instead.
What on earth is that? So my question is, if our women can't find jobs, if nobody can find a job, when is California going to get all the illegal immigrants out of those jobs and make them go back home? I haven't heard anyone say that this week. Wouldn't we have a better chance getting a job if the illegal immigrants weren't behind the counters working? Maybe we should talk about that. I can't even believe this. And I need you to answer this question for me. 1-877-YO-DARLA. Why aren't we first getting rid of the illegals who have the American jobs that we need? Nobody has even talked about that this week. And that's what I need to know. And under my stimulus package, Darla Shine will stimulate America by putting Americans back to work. And I've been saying this for 6 months. And now this week, all of a sudden, you saw Joe Biden up there, vice president. We need to take care of the middle class. No, that's what I said. I said that a year ago. When are we going to put the middle class first? The backbone of America. And what is wrong with all of you out there who are fighting and supporting that the stockbrokers get their bonuses? What is that? Why should they get their bonuses? Those stockbrokers helped to ruin this country. And I have a lot of stockbroker friends. Yeah, let them make a living. Let them have their job. But they're making, on average, 3 and 4 times what the average person is making. So you know what? They don't have to have a bonus. In the stimulus package, $18 billion goes into those bonuses. So I don't know. I mean, big deal. Guess what? Let's give everyone a bonus. Why stop with the stockbrokers? Let's give everyone like a $100,000 bonus. Send me a check, please. Let's all send each other checks. Let's just put it all on the backs of our grandkids and let them pay it off. Screw the grandchildren. Let's just live it up. Woo! When we come back, we're going to hear from Wayne Allyn Root, who's going to tell us it's time for us to root for America. I've been saying that for the past 6 months. I am Darla Shine, not having a nervous breakdown, but angry and out for revenge. I'll be right back.
It's the Darla Shine Show. Call Darla now at 1-877-YO-DARLA. That's 1-877-963-2752.
Hi, I'm Jim Berg, founder of Superior Discount Coins. I've been an expert in the precious metals industry for over 25 years, working with some of the top precious metals firms in the nation. I formed Superior Discount Coins to help you, the investor, get the lowest possible prices on coins and precious metals, because I want to earn your business. First, my company does not have the overhead that big boys do, so we can offer you a savings of 45 to 78% on your investment spreads. The second part of the guarantee is that we charge zero back-end commission when you decide to cash in your investment. We make it easy. Contact other firms. Compare their price and fees to my company, Superior Discount Coins, and find out why we named it Superior Discount Coins. I guarantee that we will beat any legitimate estimate or quote. Call me directly.
Call Jim Berg at Superior Discount Coins, 877-299-GOLD. Toll free, 877-299-GOLD. That's 877-299-4653. Or log on to yourcoinbroker.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
They say the best defense is a good offense, but when it comes to safe driving, GEICO believes a good defense is, well, a good defense. If you're 50 or older and you complete an approved defensive driving course, you could qualify for a special discount on your GEICO car insurance, up to an additional 10%. Wow, sounds more like a defensive savings course.
For details, visit GEICO.com, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Special discount not available in all states.
Prostate cancer. It's an important subject. Did you know there are more new cases of prostate cancer each year than any other cancer? That's why it's so important to get regular doctor checkups and ask about ways to...
Now, Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club takes a moment to remember the troops who died for our freedom.
I'm an American soldier.
Army Chief Warrant Officer 2, Benjamin H. Todd, 29, of Colville, Washington, assigned to the 6th Squadron, 6th Cavalry Regiment, 10th Combat Aviation Brigade, 10th Mountain Division, Fort Drum, New York, died January 26 in Kirkuk, Iraq, from wounds sustained when two OH-58D Kiowa Warrior helicopters crashed. Also killed were Chief Warrant Officer 2 Matthew G. Kelly, Chief Warrant Officer 2 Joshua M. Tillery, and Chief Warrant Officer 3, Philip E. Wendorski. Please keep them and their families in your prayers. And remember to face the photo at darlashine.com.
Okay, take a moment out of your life, face the photo, take a look at these men, and say a prayer. I am Darla Shine, defending the home front, talking about all of the issues you're talking about around your kitchen table. Right now, the economy is on everyone's mind and in everyone's home. Everyone's cutting back and trying to figure out how they're going to survive. Even if their husband hasn't lost their job, everyone's worried that they're next, their family's next. How do you cope with that stress? How do you not let it ruin your marriage? We're going to talk about that later in the show. But right now I have on our favorite presidential candidate for 2012 who's a hoot, and you can root for America at rootforamerica.com. Libertarian Wayne Allen Root. I'm looking at your website. You are all over the place. You just, I mean, is there any show you haven't been on yet?
I have become a regular on Fox News, which I love. It's my favorite channel, and I love to be on there, and I hope to have a show on there one day. I've become a regular on Michael Savage. I'm doing a weekly commentary on Michael Savage's show, which reaches 8.5 million listeners every day, and I'm on your show all the time, and Jerry Doyle's show, and Mancow in the morning. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful run. I believe I'm the only libertarian who's ever gotten a lot of play out of running on a presidential ticket for the Libertarian Third Party. And generally, it doesn't lead to anything. And I've turned it to something very special, darling. There's a reason why. And I think you'll find out in 2012, because I think it required a loudmouthed Jewish New Yorker from Columbia University to break through the clutter in the media as a third-party candidate and finally get a little respect and get a little attention. And wait till you see me at the top of the ticket in 2012, this loudmouthed Jewish New Yorker is going to make news all over this country.
Well, you know what? You're going to be running against me, baby, so you better just be careful.
Well, maybe with you, Darla. Maybe not against you. Maybe with you.
Maybe with you. Maybe we can start something new. But
I need a female vice president, by the way. I think America wants...
Well, I hope you learn something as a man. I hope you learn something by the Sarah Palin effect, is that America does want to hear from women, and they like the right kind of women.
Right.
The women like me who appreciate the home and the family and, you know, someone who can bring a little bit of that sensitivity to the table. And I started out my show with Don playing cockfighting sounds, and I said it's a cockfight between Barack Obama and Rush Limbaugh. And you know what? Maybe a little sugar and spice would be nice brought to the political arena.
And by the way, I'm kind of a tough, brash guy, but I want you to know my background. I've been married for 17 years. All-time Las Vegas record, by the way. 17 years to the same woman with four kids. And we've got four children ranging from 17 years old to a one-year-old darling baby daughter. And all four are homeschooled, or at least three are homeschooled, and one is going to be homeschooled. And I think we're doing a pretty darn good job, because my 17-year-old daughter, or she's about to turn 17, she's looking at Stanford, Harvard, Princeton, and Columbia as her college choices, and she's one of the leading fencers in the United States of America, and just got her SAT scores back. She got 2240 out of 2400, including a
wow.
100 in reading. So this kid's a world beater, and I had her introduce me at the Libertarian Convention. She gave the nominating speech for my presidential convention on national TV on C-SPAN at the age of 16, and she knocked the crowd dead. I mean, she just, their mouths were open. They just couldn't believe a 16-year-old girl could do this. She's a product of homeschooling and loving parents, not of the failing public school system of this country.
Well, you know what? Don't get me started on the teachers. I'm so sick of hearing that teachers aren't paid enough, because I'll tell you, in New York, teachers are paid very well. And every time they have to have a conference or there's a snow day or whatever, the schools are closed. But that's a whole nother show, Wayne. I could just talk for 3 hours on that.
One thing, I just want to say one thing. You said when you opened this segment that all of us are cutting back and all of us are trying to survive with lower salaries, lower commissions, less sales, jobs at risk. And I'd like to say one thing. Yeah, all of us are in the private sector, but not the teachers and not the people in the public sector who have jobs guaranteed for life. And here in Nevada, where I live, they actually refuse to give up their salary increases for this year. Government employees have step increases and longevity increases that equal like 9% in the midst of the worst, maybe, depression since 1929, and the rest of us are losing our businesses and losing our jobs, and government employees think they want more, and that's the problem.
Why shouldn't they take a hit also? What about, let me tell you, I was thinking about this morning, what about a stimulus, in the stimulus package, a provision that says that not if Wall Street guys, which I am against them getting this bonus since they asked for a handout, but why shouldn't all of these people, the school teachers, why shouldn't everyone take a little bit of a hit who works for the government? Why should all of their jobs, I'm not saying they should lose their jobs, I don't want anyone to lose their jobs,
right,
but why not cut back a little bit? I mean, over here with the school budget, Wayne, when the school budget didn't pass, it was like the mafia came after you. They kept, you know, harassing you until the school budget passed. Like, why can't we cut back a little bit in the public sector?
Well, we can. Listen, the stats are out, and 50 states are in recession. Guess what isn't in recession? The District of Columbia. And guess what states around it are doing pretty good? Maryland and Virginia, where all the federal government employees live. We have two Americas now. I'm sick of Democrats saying it's rich against poor. No, it's not. It's anyone who works for a living in private industry or owns their own business against government employees. That's the economic war going on in this country, and they always want more. And why aren't they in recession like we are? It's crazy. And I think the key is the women vote, the female vote. I really do believe
that's
that.
Right. Wait, Wayne, that is it. We're going to go to a commercial. That is the key, the woman's vote. That's why John McCain brought Sarah Palin on, but then he wasn't able to stick it out, and we'll talk about that next. The woman's vote is changing America. Women, we have 98% of all the household discretionary spending. That's why I'm on the radio. I know it. I knew we would run the country. I'm Darla Shine. We'll be right back.
Just remember when they push you way too far.
From playdates to politics, it's Everyday Life with Darla Shine.
The votes are in. And whether you're a blue stater or a red stater, Americans everywhere have made Bigelow Green Tea the number one green tea in the United States. And there's good reason. Everyone knows green tea is loaded with antioxidants, but not all green tea tastes the same. Some really don't deliver on the flavor. That's why more and more people have been drinking Bigelow, because they know it's not only good for you, it tastes great. People today are trying to find ways to live a healthier lifestyle, and they know that tea is perfect to add to their daily routine. And what makes Bigelow the green tea of choice is all of the wonderful varieties to pick from, like their newest green tea with pomegranate, which combines the antioxidants of green tea and pomegranate. And they also have some delicious decaffeinated green teas for those of us who want no caffeine. So if you haven't included Bigelow in your daily routine, why not start today? It's not only politically correct, it's good for you.
There's no crystal ball. No one knows what 09 will bring in the way of our health, security, and finances. So at a time when so much feels out of control, LegalZoom.com wants to help you focus on what's truly important, protecting your family and protecting yourself today. For example, a last will and testament or living trust legally protects you, your family, your home, and peace of mind. A second essential protection is a power of attorney for health care or a living will. They protect your wishes in medical emergencies. LegalZoom makes these easy and affordable. And for business and asset protection, LegalZoom can help you incorporate your company, even if you work from home, for a fraction of what you'd expect to pay. Wills, trusts, incorporations, patents, and trademarks are just a few essential ways LegalZoom can help you to protect yourself, your family, and business in 09. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Prostate cancer. It's an important subject. Did you know there are more new cases of prostate cancer each year than any other cancer? That's why it's so important to get regular doctor checkups and ask about ways to reduce your risk of prostate cancer. You can also switch your multivitamin to One-A-Day Men's Health Formula, a complete multivitamin specially formulated with selenium, which emerging research suggests may help reduce the risk of prostate cancer. One-A-Day, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for Geico, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Geico, and Geico received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded Geico a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
These are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some.
Darla Shine, defending the home front. But
it's real. Okay, these are my people, you're my people. Thank you for tuning in to my show, The Darla Shine Show, every week. Fastest growing show across America on over 100 stations. And I just want to say hello to all of my freezing cold listeners in Lexington, Kentucky, listening on WLX, WLXO 96.1. Earl is listening on his BlackBerry. He says, Darl, I'm freezing, but I do not want to miss out on your whiny voice. I love it. And joining me right now still is Libertarian Wayne Allen Root, who's going to run for president in 2012. Like he says, he's the son of a butcher, and he's got a big mouth, and I love it, Wayne.
Hey, Darl, the reason those guys like you so much is because your voice stimulates them, see? Hey, I wanted to say the reason I think females are the key to the election is that here is the problem with Sarah Palin. Okay, she's a lot like me. We've both got a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of passion, and I think we both believe strongly in our convictions, and she creates a lot of excitement in the crowd, and she said some really great things about making, you know, giving power to the people and school choice and giving less power to the government, cutting the size of government, cutting taxes. We're very much alike, but I think where the Republican Party has lost out, and that's where she lost out as well, Palin, is that I think most housewives, most women, most working women, you name the kind of woman, most women tend to be, like me, fiscally conservative, and they're for school choice, and I think, you know, they're against affirmative action because they believe it's unfair. They're for more individual and civil rights and less government power. But when it comes to social and bedroom issues, personal issues, I think they tend to be moderate and libertarian, like me, tolerant. When it comes to abortion, gay rights, stem cell research, I think women say, like I say, that if you really are against bigger government, then you shouldn't want bigger government in your bedroom any more than you want them in your wallet. And so I think
I don't know, Wayne. We'd have to have a whole show on that. We'd have to have a whole show on that because the women came out with their claws for Sarah Palin, and that's a whole other topic. Wayne, we are out of time, but I want to give you a big plug. Talk about what you're doing next and where should everyone look for you.
Well, they should look to me on the website, and they'll find out whatever and wherever and whenever I'm doing whatever I'm doing next. The website is root4america.com, but I've got a book coming out. It's called The Conscience of a Libertarian, Empowering the Citizen Revolution with God, Guns, Gambling, and Tax Cuts. And you can pre-order it right now at Amazon.com. It'll be out in June. And anything I'm doing, you can find at root4america.com. I'm speaking all over the country, and I'm on Fox News pretty much every single week nowadays, mostly on Neil Cavuto's show.
All right.
So it's been wonderful. Darla, thank you so much for giving me the time in front of your audience.
Okay, thank you, Wayne. We love you. He is just a hoot. Coming up, we're going to take your phone calls. The phones are ringing off the hook. How are we going to stimulate this economy? Just follow me, baby. I've got all the ideas. I'm Darla Shine.
You are listening to Darla Shine.
Attention, all active or retired military personnel, veterans of any age, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. If you or a family member are suffering mentally or emotionally as a result of service in battle or the stress of war, but you are hesitant to reach out for help, go to www.patriotoutreach.org for completely private and confidential materials that will provide proven coping strategies that will help you overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. There is no cost for this private service. Go to www.patriotoutreach.org. Seeking professional help is always advisable, yet there is a strong cultural resistance to admitting the need or seeking the help. If you or a fellow soldier suffer with feelings of isolation and anger, there is no need to struggle alone and without help. Overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. Go to www.patriotoutreach.org.
What if everything you've ever been taught about religion is wrong?
God loves you just the way you are. You don't have to change. All you have to do is accept that you are loved for who you are. God loves you just the way you are.
If God loves you just the way you are, then what's the point of changing? Now, something doesn't make sense. Something's missing. So what is the answer? The scripture says, be still and know. How do you do that? Visit www.fhu.com. Download the free MP3. It's called Be Still and Know. It's an exercise that will quiet your mind long enough for you to see what God really wants you to see. Visit fhu.com and download the free MP3 file called Be Still and Know. If you've been looking for the truth that will set you free, visit fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227.
Just the way you are.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years only to feel like the balance never goes down? In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those harassing collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan.
You could save thousands of dollars off your high-interest credit card debt.
If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. So call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under that mountain of credit card debt.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-853-0730.
That's 800-853-0730.
800-853-0730.
It's a new year and a new start. You can create the life you've always dreamed of. From homecoming to lovemaking. From coupons to cookouts. From the playground to politics. It's life with Darla Shine in 2009.
It's life with Darla Shine in 2009. And although the economy is collapsing, it is not over for you. I said it months ago, pick yourself up by your bootstraps, get out there and change your life. And let me tell you something. In my website, happyhousewivesclub.com, in my forums, there are thousands of women in there every day. And this whole week, it was a huge disaster because let me tell you what's happening. So you have women in there writing about their hardships. My husband lost his job. We think we might lose our house. We can't catch up. We don't know how we're going to get food on the table. And then you have women who are like, well, what do you mean? Just get out there, get another job. Go out there. I'm looking at my paper. I see lots of jobs. So then you have women in Michigan and California in there, my members who live in those areas. And one girl from California, Christine, who's like, I'm out there every day. I've applied to Starbucks. I've applied to McDonald's. I've applied to Burger King. One woman wrote that Kohl's was hiring one person and 1,700 people showed up for that one position. So in a lot of places, there just are no jobs. There just are no jobs. And in California, I have women writing to me who are like, I went over to the fast food place to apply for a job, and all I see is these day workers working in these places. And what is that? What are you doing, Schwarzenegger? The first thing you need to do is get rid of the illegals who have the jobs that your people need. And, you know, I can't take it. I'm so frustrated. All I hear is the very left who wants to push their agenda, the very right who wants to push their agenda. And I have been calling for us to come together, for Team America, to do something together. And you know what? This stimulus, gazillion, jillion-dollar spending program, there's a lot of fluff and pork in it, and it has to be worked out, and it's terrible. But when people are, like, we just had Wayne Allyn Root on, who I love, libertarian Wayne Allyn Root, who has his website Root for America, and I was reading about all the stuff he wants to promote. And I have people emailing me who are like, let's push the fair tax. And everyone has all these great ideas. So I just don't understand why it has to be so difficult up in Congress. Why can't we come together and make both sides happy and come up with a plan to save America? And I think that my program makes the most sense. I have been saying that all we need to do is shut down America. Bring all of our jobs back. Put our people to work. Look at Pittsburgh. Let's bring the steel industry, U.S. steel, back to Pennsylvania. I'm on the air right now in Pennsylvania. You guys, you're listening to me. Everyone must love this. I know that this is what we need to do. Bring U.S. steel back. Why are we allowing China to build U.S. steel? Why are we doing business with a communist country? Why are we wearing clothes that little kids made? Let's put the union people back to work in America, sewing the clothes, picking the crops. Let's put our farmers back to work. This is so obvious to me. I don't see why we need this big spending package. If we would just stop doing business with all these companies, our businesses would go back to work. And the other thing is when I keep hearing, women in my website who are accusing the other side of being lazy. There's a lot of resentment going on, and this hostility over the economy is going to break up friendships, it's going to break up communities, it's going to break up this country. And this is what we cannot allow to happen. You know the way you don't air your dirty laundry in the town square? You don't yell at your kid in front of the school teacher? We need to help each other out. And we need to think about what we're going to do as a team. And that's why I begged us all to like have a honeymoon phase. We could all just try and find some kind of common ground. And yes, I mean, I think I might just quit this radio show, Don, and apply to the government and try and get a job.
Don't do that. No.
Maybe I could be one of those government workers, you know, you work for the state and you stand on the side of the road waving that orange flag.
There you go.
I mean, is it going to be that the only good jobs in America are the government jobs? Is this where we're going? This is what was just suggested by Wayne Allen Root. And if you think about it, I mean, maybe that's what's happening. Is the private sector being rubbed out? I don't know. I do know that we need roads to drive on. We need clean water to drink. We do need clean air to breathe. We need good jobs, not just small business jobs, not just in the private sector. We do need good jobs, manufacturing jobs, big manufacturing jobs, and we need a plan. So that I am behind. Let's have a big plan to bring the jobs back. Can all the jobs just be government jobs? No. There has to be money in the stimulus package, which there is, that goes towards helping manufacturing come back to America. And that is one thing that I like. But I'm begging all of you to call up your congresspeople, to talk to your neighbors, to make what you think heard. And if we just sit around, nothing's going to happen. I can't be the only one opening my mouth. You have got to call in to your congresspeople, and you have to demand that this baloney, pork, and fat does not get on the back of your grandchild, that our grandkids do not have to pay for our stupidity. And I don't know where it's all going, but we're going to follow what's happening in the household with cutting coupons, cutting back, remembering the most important thing is your values, your tradition, and how you hold your family together. And nothing in the economy is going to change that. Staying close bound with your children, making sure you know who they're playing with, who their parents are, having a strong household, having a religious household, taking the word of God to your children, to your community, being proud of your country. Last night, I don't know if you saw Wife Swap, that horrible pig, that man who was in Wife Swap last night, him and his wife saying that they are not proud to be Americans. I thought that was really disgusting. Be proud of your country and your family, and we can fix everything. God bless all of you. I'm Darla Schein.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.